if you create a million new chemicals, chances are one or two of them could be a life-saving drug. And it turns out that this shotgun approach to drug discovery can be accelerated with the help of bacteria. Researchers at the University of Illinois and the University of Southampton in England found a way to engineer bacteria cells to create millions of unique chemical compounds. And I'm joined now in studio by one of the lead authors of that study, University of Illinois chemistry professor Wilfred Vanderdonk. Wilfred, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So your research group engineered bacteria to crank out more than a million unique chemical compounds. And I wanted to start off by asking, how is this possible?
It became possible when about, already 8 years ago now, we discovered that nature already does this, not millions of peptides, but we found a series of organisms in the marine environment that are making libraries of cyclic compounds, and they are making all these diverse structures from one enzyme that makes all of them. So once we found that, we wondered, well, so this organism makes 30, 50, 80 different cyclic peptides. What about a million? Could the enzyme tolerate that diversity? So we started investigating that, and it turns out that the enzyme is capable to making much, much larger numbers of cyclic peptides than it does in nature. And then we took advantage of that.
So you mentioned these are cyclic peptides. These are chemicals that are like long strands, and they loop back on themselves to create essentially a ring structure. Why is this particular feature important?
Yeah, so peptides, so there's really two ways by which the pharmaceutical companies are trying to address human disease. One is to make small molecules that binds in cavities of crevices of enzymes, and that has been incredibly successful. Unfortunately, there are certain diseases that cannot be treated by small molecules that bind to cavities in enzymes. And there, the industry has become very interested in disrupting protein-protein interactions. So the idea is, if you cannot stop an enzyme from doing what it is, stop it from talking to its neighbors. And there, industry has been looking at cyclic peptides because they're more stable and they're more organized.
So you found a way to create all of these compounds, and then what needs to happen next to figure out if any of them might become the next life-saving drug?
Sure. Yeah, so our system allows us to go through these millions of cyclic peptides and find ones that bind to a protein of interest for disease. And if we have then a cyclic peptide that binds to this protein of interest, prevents that protein from talking to its neighbors, now the next step is, what is the toxicity of that peptide? Are there anything that can go wrong if you were to give that to humans? Another very important thing is, can it reach the target? If you, for instance, take it orally, can it go all the way to that disease cell to do its job? Those are high hurdles, I have to be honest. They still have to be cleared. But the first start is always finding molecules that have the activity that you want.
So what do you plan to do next with all these compounds that have been created?
Yeah, so the compounds, so the best hit, as we call it, the best compound to disrupt this interaction between two proteins, one is from HIV virus and one is from humans, has good activity but not perfect activity. And so if you look at the theoretical diversity of the peptides we made, it would be 10 to the power 9. And we only looked at millions. So millions sounds like a lot, but the diversity that you can reach is 2 or 3 orders of magnitude larger. So the first thing we're going to do is optimize this peptide. So look if there's even better peptides using this as a starting point. And if we can get even tighter binding peptides, then we're going to be doing what I said earlier, look for its ability to reach the target.
That's Wilfred Vanderdonk. He's a chemistry professor at the University of Illinois and one of the lead authors of a new study published in Nature Chemical Biology. We'll have a link to that full study on our website, willnews.org. Wilfred, thanks for being here.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much.